decreased use in fuel in the fall. There was an increased use in fuel in the winter from the year before, and I don't know what spring's gonna bring.
Right.
However, we should note that we bid for it at a fixed price.
Correct.
So everything we don't use this year gets carried over to FY27 at the fixed price from FY26.
Correct.
On top of whatever we bid. So fuel bids with FERCOG right now are due April 3rd or something like that. So whatever we bid for, that's that fixed price. And regardless of if diesel goes up $1 million next, I don't know, in like December or something, we're still gonna be paying the fixed price we bid on in April of 26.
Right.
So.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know what that was. It's probably low though.
Probably.
Yeah. So that might be a follow-up conversation with Tyson when you're there with him, just to confirm. My suggestion.
Yep. No.
Okay. Anything else in that area? I'm good. Anybody else? You good? So far on that?
Yeah.
All right. Third page, human services. I don't think we have anything there. We did make an adjustment and pulled out that chair stipend on the Council of Aging. Other than that, not much. Town nurse. Let's just talk really briefly about the town nurse. So we do have that position in place, and that's affected by the COLA. So that's shown in that line. And Claire's letter was that she would work until November, when her license expires.
When her license expires.
Or could work until November.
Could.
Yes. Yes. Could, yeah. But I think is wanting
okay.
to yeah, sooner than that.
So the position, as far as what, I haven't heard anything different from the Finance Committee, but I think that everybody still agrees with funding the position, and assuming that the voters at ATM vote it in, the position will remain funded and we'll be able to
then advertise.
I don't think it makes sense to advertise before. If there's a fluke and for some reason the voters don't vote it in, we've advertised and we have nothing to pay for it. But I don't think that there's anybody who's not recommending it that I know of, but we can confirm that with Finance Committee next week as well. But I haven't gotten a negative on the nurse, so I think it's still a position.
Yeah, but Bob should surely chip in. But I would say, based on conversations that occurred earlier this season, I think there is a question as to whether he should have a town nurse.
Okay. So next week you'll be coming with some type of a recommendation on that? Yes. Okay, good. All right, that's fine. So that, you maybe you want to highlight that one.
Okay.
Please. Thanks, Nick. Bob. What else? Library personnel.
Yeah, so last year we actually increased the library substitute salary and didn't budget for it. So I fixed that.
Okay. All right.
So we're double increasing on the library substitute line.
Okay.
Because we increased it and didn't.
Calculation error.
But we didn't have any library substitute anyways, so.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Well, how many substitutes do we budget for?
We just budget for a number of hours, not a number of substitutes. Hours should be in the salary stipends.
Okay, so it's budgeted by hours. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We had increased it from minimum wage to $17 an hour at the request of the library trustees last year. And then I think we just, somewhere along the line, accidentally copied and pasted an incorrect number. And it just kind of kept
okay. Good catch.
Moving.
And then down to broadband is highlighted. We're just holding that at 100. That'll be a conversation. We'll get a recommendation from the Finance Committee if that's what we're going to keep it at. And special projects. So we have a lot of projects that have to be done at the buildings, but I think we should hold it at the 10 for now, leave it highlighted, and see how the rest of the budget shakes out. Because we have a lot of increases out of our control. And that be it.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we removing the payphone from the Sawyer Hall maintenance and utilities line?
Oh yes, they want to eliminate the payphone. Are you guys good with that? Yep.
Okay. So then we can subtract, subtracting the decommissioning fee from the amount we paid for the year, we can remove like a grand in that line.
Mm-hmm.
What line is that phone again, Mia?
It's currently budgeted for in Sawyer Hall maintenance utilities.
With Sawyer Hall?
Yeah.
Beside that, fire department clerk, would you move that in the notes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just put, new position, 3 hours a month?
Yeah.
I think that's what it.
And I will move boards clerk up in the budget. I don't know how that so directly correlates to where it is on the latest and greatest, but according to Dave, it does.
I don't know. All right. Do you have your email there? Did we cover everything?
Yeah, that's where I just got the payphone thing. So. Oh, well, just that the engineering firm for the 8A culvert was looking for grant opportunities to cover the additional cost over $1 million for the culvert. And I think that's it.
All right.
That's not it.
No, go ahead.
We have work for the enforcement order remediation.
That's just what I was going to ask.
He was not comfortable giving us an estimate for that.
Why, because of the snow coverage?
Yeah, he said that he was just not comfortable even roughly estimating a number for how much he thinks it would cost to remediate that since he hasn't seen it without snow on it yet. And does not plan to go out and look at it until the growing season starts, because he also does not know what kind of vegetation impacts are.
Okay. Well, the way I look at it is, we're going to have a STM coming out in the fall. So if it's got, because we have a date for which we have to have a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
July 30th.
But the repairs,
we have a date for a restoration plan, and that's it.
Right. So we may have to, if we can't be creative and figure it out, we may have to go to the STM.
Yeah. And it may not end up costing us.
Right, and we may be able to take care of it with what we have.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Fine enough. So, is everybody comfortable with the budget, the warrant, you guys all set?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask if it's okay to make a change in the agenda. I'm gonna move public comments up.
Yeah,
if you guys are
that.
Okay with that?
Yep. Totally support that.
Yep.
That's gonna be my next item, public comment. Jesse, I didn't want to make you sit till the end.
On November 5th, I came in and complained about how I thought it was a horrible decision for his leadership to cut the road crew by 25%. And that's not what was recorded really in the town minutes. They said, since the town, what did it say exactly? So Jesse Wayne expressed his opinion since the road crew was cut by 25% 2 years prior. Snow plowing has been awful. I was quoted as saying awful. Those words never came out of my mouth. On Thanksgiving Day last year, he wrote it up and plugged until 4:40. That was all it was said. I said twice that I didn't blame the road crew for that. I said twice that I blamed town priorities for that. That wasn't actually captured in these meeting minutes, and it wasn't actually captured in the Heath Connect minutes either. That's happened many times where criticism of leadership is omitted from the town meeting minutes. And it's illegal, actually. And if I realized this in time, I'd have filed a complaint against you. I think that's, you know, disgusting, because we live in a town that prioritizes all this over essential government functions. And I think blaming the road crew for the roads not being a priority is ignorant. It's like blaming the firefighters for not having a functional fire hall, or blaming the bus drivers because both the town and the school district only prioritize picking up the convenient kids. You know, my whole time I've lived in Heath, I paid for busing service, never once got any. My kids were choice up in Shelburne because it was the most economic thing for my wife to do, because I travel a lot, which puts a priority on her to get the kids to school. And there's no way she could possibly maintain full-time employment and manage the busing for our kids. And it's just, it all falls into the same thing with what's happened in this town for 10 years. It's one warped priority after another. You know, we voted $4 or $5 million for a fire hall and didn't get it. We voted against all this and got it. And I think that there's a reason that people are losing trust in government, and it's because government's not fulfilling its fundamental obligations. You know, we've got the library got an expansion, you know, the senior center got an expansion, we got all this, you know, we're eating all this empty space in here. I turned the heat off in my piles a month ago. You know, it all falls into just work priorities, and I think it's awful. I think it's the reason people are losing trust in government, and I think when people lose trust in government, they vote out of anger instead of out of necessity. I think that's one of the reasons the MAGA movement's become so popular. In the 10 years I've lived in Heath, I've gone from despising Trump and the MAGA movement to, I still don't like Trump, but I have a great sympathy for the MAGA movement. And, this is this kind of stuff that feeds into it. Since I've lived in Heath, my taxes have gone up 30-35% in Hunter County, and critical functions of government have cratered. I don't know what to say, but it's living in Heath is I'm just stunned. And then that brings me to my second point, was two meetings ago, with the Joint Finance Committee and the Select Board, it was stated that, when referring to the Planning Board, that they don't do their job and all they do is get us sued. That's a little like casting, you know, living in a glass house and throwing stones. You know, it's ridiculous. We're calling the pot calling the kettle black, because we don't have a functional fire hall. That's what we do for our firefighters at an abandoned classroom. But, you know, we got a library expansion, we got all this other stuff, and then they slashed the road crew to cover the cost of it. Not only did they slash the road crew, we got rid of the highly experienced people for the new guy. You know, no offense to the new guy, but, you know, that's bad decision making, and it's clearly not putting the best interest of the people first. The people, I mean, inclusive people. Since I've lived in Heath, I've come to realize that when people in leadership say we or the people or the community, they're using that word very exclusively and very narrowly. And they don't really mean the entire community, what's in the interest of the entire community. It's what's in, it seems to be, it's what's in the best interest of my supporters. So, I tried to have a conversation with you, and instead of having a conversation with you through a fit that I was using your personal email, which is still on, if you can go up there and click, it still shows up. If I click your name, it goes right to your personal email.
Well, it should.
Well, I'm telling you, it does, and it's the same with the Planning Board. So instead of engaging in a conversation and me pointing that out to you, we never did have a conversation. You just got mad that I used your personal email, which I approached you politely and respectfully, and it, you just, instead of engaging in a discussion, you got mad about the fact that I used your personal email, which I can show you right now. I clicked that blue button, boom, it goes right to your personal email.
Well, respectfully, I think you should run for office if you care that much.
So I think that,
people who are in office supposed to represent everybody in the community, not.
I'm just putting it out there.
Trying to be involved again and again and again, and I keep running into bad attitudes.
I'm just telling you what.
So, I didn't want to stop you if you had other things.
So,
thanks, Jesse. A lot of things there. The one thing I can say that I will ask Mia, and I will work on it also, is we will check the notes and make appropriate corrections in the upcoming notes based on what you reported today.
And I'm pretty clear with the last time working on the
current. And So we can do that. We will take a look at that and make sure that we get the notes correct.
Can we amend the previous one?
We can. We certainly can. If we find that we need to make amendments, we could do that. So me and I will take a look at that and make sure that we have any corrections that we need to.
Right up to the road, you know, the road I'm supposed to drive, my car's headlights punched in. That's from having to stick my car in the snowbank all the time to let people pass. You drive up and down Knott Road and Railroad, well, not so much Railroad, on Knott Road, but Railroad, you can see other spots where people gotta stick their car into the snowbank to let other people pass. And it's the exact same road this town expects the school children to walk down. So it's a road that can't even accommodate two-way traffic, but that's what you're expecting to get the kids to walk down every day, back and forth.
And we are having some conversations that are gonna continue in the next year about the highway department, so hopefully you will take part in those conversations, because that's what we're gonna do.
I travel all the time, that's wrong. I don't even know if I can get home this time of year. You know, and like, we left the town center because we said it was too expensive, $80,000 to do some upgrades to Sawyer Hall was too expensive, but if the numbers are right, you guys are gonna spend $250,000 on this building. $187,000 for the road and the parking lot, $9,000 on a security system, it's a camera system that's based on a fabrication, and $40,000 on our roof, that's only a fraction of the needs of this building, and it's to go over the indoor pickleball. So we got indoor and outdoor pickleball, but we don't even pick up the kids for school. Something's really wrong, and it's you know, that's some seriously warped priorities. You know, I was called selfish for having that belief by the town coordinator. I think we should have a functional fire hall, I think the buses should pick up the kids, I think the roads should be maintained so that people can get back and forth to work on time, and I guess that makes me a selfish person.
No, we appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Others for public comments?
I actually have news for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This may be good or bad, depending on how you see it. This is the last time you're gonna see me as the official West County reporter.
Oh.
At the end of the month, I'm taking over the Greenfield beat, but you'll still see me around, and feel free to reach out if there's anything you guys need.
Is there a replacement?
There's a new guy coming in on the first week of April, and I plan to take him on a road trip around the county.
Show him how to get up here.
Yeah, exactly. But
Madison.
Yeah, during this transition, I.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, anything you guys need to make sure that you guys are still covered, feel free to reach out.
You've done such a good job.
I know.
I was just gonna say, I really appreciate the way that you write articles specifically about our town.
Right.
You've done it really well.
Good job.
And really, really appreciate it. So tell the next kid. So, well, congratulations.
Tell them about what you're always supposed to be waiting for.
Well, hopefully that's why they applied.
Yeah, right. Do you know this person's name?
I know they've, I'm not sure entirely their name, because I know they've sent out a offer letter to a gentleman. I don't know if he's formally signed it yet, but he has verbally agreed, so.
Good. Okay.
I was just gonna connect with you about writing an article, too.
Oh, you can still do that. You still have me until the end of the month.
Yeah. It's for April, though. Okay, anyway, well, best of luck. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes.
It's been fun having you around.
Anybody else with public comment? Now that I bumped it up? Nothing? We have a
positivity, Bob.
We only have a couple things.
Right there.
We only have a couple things left.
Oh, my God.
I'm working on my bubble, too.
How many top drawers?
She dropped her.
I'm. I miss him.
No, I was looking past you. Sorry, I'm just checking things out.
Is Greenfield City Hall as fun?
Right. We have a couple last things to do.
Oh, really?
Town of Coleraine surplus police cruiser.
Okay, bring it back in.
Oh, yeah, bring it back.
This is gonna be quick. Boom, boom, boom. Town of Coleraine.
What?
So you saw an email.
From.
Did everybody get that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. So. They remember the, no chatting in here.
Take your bubble.
There.
Yeah.
Coleraine had to do some work on the cruiser, the vehicle, that we have the money to purchase, that we voted to move forward on, to get them to move forward for the fire chief.
cute. Keep going. Like, are we talking about a car for the fire chief? Why?
Yes.
Like,
well,
but
it was
it's the
a cruiser.
Old police cruiser.
Yes,
I was thinking, yeah.
So okay. That came out, and you have a
yes.
Purchase and sale, right? And,
yes.
A memorandum of understanding.
Yep.
So I perused it quickly. I'm not ready to move forward on it. I have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of edits.
And the first thing that I asked is, I asked Mia to reach out at some point and to get a list of the work that was done on the vehicle and a statement as to the vehicle's health. How about that?
I don't know what else to say.
How, you know, what the situation is with the vehicle.
Did we ever go out and look at it initially?
I didn't.
Do we know if anyone did?
I think it's a great thing for Will.
I was going
to
say, Will.
I'd be happy to. I mean, I know where it is
and
where
it's
stored.
Very
different opinions.
Where is it stored?
It's in the...
Is that over that thing next to the fire department?
Yes, yes.
That's like a...
It's a part of the map.
It's in the map.
Well,
I was
going
to say, because if we saw it first, and if we could somehow say, well, it's no longer in the condition, because like if we're to sign this memorandum of understanding, we're saying that we're accepting that as is.
No, right.
That's
right.
What I worry about.
No, I think that
right,
the work allows us to have this discussion.
Right.
And the memorandum of understanding is not enough. There's not enough information.
Not enough memorandum.
There's no break. Right? We got to add a little more.
Okay. I totally agree. That's
but before we put
arguments.
A lot of time into it, I think we should follow this first step.
Well, it's a good template.
Nick and I should go through it. I want him to look at it.
Yeah. Well, he had. I think he did.
Okay.
He knows the vehicle.
Yeah.
But yes. So I think that needs to happen.
So this week?
In the next week or so, a couple weeks. It's money that's already been transferred, sitting in an account.
The money's there.
And it will sit there until it's used or not used and put back. So it could go into the next year. I don't know how quickly they want to. But the intention behind it, of which I still, you know, the more I kept thinking about it, the more I have more questions. But I was assuming that if, and maybe this is wrong, but if Heath was owning it, Colerain was outfitting it. I don't know if that's happened yet. I
that's
think
not in this
repaired.
Memorandum of understanding, and they've also formatted this memorandum of understanding to be a behind the scenes shared chief agreement. That's what this looks like.
Yeah. So
I have a whole section in here about how we should do joint training exercise and shared purchasing and procurement.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a next step for discussion.
Right.
It's
but
not
I don't
really
think that needs to be
right.
It's not tied
into
vehicles. Vehicles.
Yeah.
Right. And if it's, and you know, technically, you know, I kind of get that one town probably needs to own it. I don't think two towns can co-own it. I think one town needs to own it. But I thought, like, the expenses, like, there's insurance we have to talk about, there's fuel.
I think if we owned it, we'd have to, you mean, like, they reimburse us for our insurance costs?
Well, I mean.
I'd have to see if they even.
I thought those were the things we were going to talk about in the memorandum of understanding.
Well, that's if you look at the email thread, I was like, can we set up a time to maybe meet and sit down?
Yeah. Well, it's a good template. Now we just, I think it's a good first step. I think it's
but
a
I think
good
we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because we're agreeing to a little bit more than a vehicle disagreement.
Well, maybe we need to limit it a little bit more. I understand where they're going with it because that was like the start of the conversation. We just need to fine tune it. But I don't think it's worth doing any of that until you look at it.
Yeah.
No.
Because why waste the time right now? All right.
Happy to
do. Does that make sense? That's kind of where I...
No, that totally makes sense. And even in the email,
pushed
she's
it.
Saying, look, you know, this is a draft.
Yeah, it's a start.
I mean, that would be a good start. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it
I
is.
This
it's
is
a good start.
Discussion.
Yeah.
So, no, but I think it's fine. Will can go lay eyes on it, take Nick with him,
get provided. I mean, it's great that they put the time into creating the beginner.
Yes, thank
it
you
was
for
awesome.
Starting it.
Yeah, because we don't have to read
I had just asked her if she had a template. She sent me a whole draft. So,
great.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the leases. So Hilltown Youth Performing Arts, you guys got that all tidied up, sent that out.
Yeah,
Jonathan's
both
reviewing
been
it.
Sent out to the respective prospective lessees.
So Valerie and Hilltown.
Yeah.
Now.
Did Valerie acknowledge receipt?
No.
You might want to follow up and make sure that happens.
Jonathan, however, did.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be on vacation. He's back on Monday. So I don't know how we're gonna do this signing thing, because I mean they would need to come to next week's meeting.
Well, I mean, if they have no true big issues with it,
then we'll just wait.
Then no, we could sign it. We can if they send their edits,
mm-hmm.
and then there's no big edits, then we can just make those edits and accept them. This is like option A, right?
Yeah.
Then we could vote it in.
Oh, we can't.
We could vote it.
But it wouldn't be official till they sign it. Right?
And then, well, we could vote it so we could sign it, and then they have to sign it, and then that puts it in.
Okay.
You know?
They don't have to actually like be present with us?
They don't have to.
Okay.
Not at this point, I don't think.
When that works.
They can come in and see you to sign it.
Right. I know Valerie had said, though, that she has a truck scheduled to come April 1st.
Right.
So hopefully she looks at it, gets back to us with any edits, so we can get it ready so that when she's here,
okay.
I guess if we don't hear from them, we're right at the end of the month, aren't we?
Yeah.
So crazy.
I know.
So hopefully we hear from them by next week.
I reminded Jonathan quit. He stopped
you might have
before
to just,
he got on an airplane today.
You might have to just on next week's agenda put the two with vote possible.
Okay.
Reviewing them.
Okay.
So that we have the ability to vote on them.
Mm-hmm. And really no update. Karen Freeman did say that she was amenable to doing a license agreement.
Okay.
So
we can just
pick that
up at some point. Oh, the historical has paid their rent. I think we're amenable too. Have you sent a copy?
I haven't yet. Yeah, so just say it's on my to-do list to write that up.
Well, update that. Okay.
Update the license?
But yeah, it's expired.
Yeah, it's just we have to change a date. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing has to change in that.
Okay. Did you want that to be formatted like a lease agreement as well or as a license?
That could stay as a license.
Yeah, I think a license is fine. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
All right, great. Good job. And board clerk and office assistant job posting.
No updates.
Okay.
Oh,
I haven't find an office assistant job posting.
Okay.
Nancy couldn't find it. Bella couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it.
I think
you can't find the
one.
Job posting?
Yeah.
For which?
Office assistant.
Okay.
We found boards clerk, though, so I just have to post that. And you said website initially for that? You guys just wanted to do it?
Yeah, I think you can do it on the website, and once you have whatever it is, send it to, would you do something on your thing to post jobs?
Yeah, I can put it on.
And then
okay. So
Pat does on hers, job posting.
Cool.
So we're going to post it as two different
positions.
We don't want to try to combine anything
not
at
yet.
This time, right? Okay, that's kind of what I thought. But let's see what we catch with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I, you know, print it out, hang it.
Yep.
Down to Sawyer, hang it. People go to the post office there.
So right. We're just going to do it locally. We're not going to put it.
Let's start locally.
Start locally
and
see what kind of nibbles we get.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, like I said, you could send it to the coordinators or people in the other towns around us,
mm-hmm.
Corrine,
mm-hmm.
Roe, Charlemont.
Okay.
See if anybody's interested.
Perfect.
Okay.
And that brings us to mail. Front of me. I'm going to try to go from memory. So the first three you've already talked about, that's the Franklin Land Trust, the animal inspector nomination, and the printer copier estimate. We've talked about that. There's two letters from the Attorney General, and that's just a follow-up on the street warrant article. So that was an FYI, and those...
Well, they approved it. It's going in there.
Right. And also a notation, though, in the second one about kennels.
Yes, and that we needed to put that on our radar.
Right, so did you send both of those to the planning board?
I believe Mary did. Well, because she gave them to me.
Right.
I can ask if she sent them to the planning
board. Okay.
So I would imagine she did, but...
Yeah, so we should make sure those go to planning.
Good night, Ned.
Night, Ned.
Night, Ned. Thank you.
Okay, next one is the Senior Center Patio Grant Application Award that we were a recipient of for $3,000.
Right, which is wonderful.
That's lovely. Good job, Senior Center, Council on Aging. Yay.
Where's Patty?
I don't know. I was going to try to thank her, but she's not there.
Where'd she go? All right, I have a follow-up question for her.
We'll come back to it. The next one, Mohawk Trail Regional School District. This is the...
You skipped.
Traffic counting. Sorry. Traffic counting program. So is this what we need to fill out?
No. Well, yes and no. So remember when we read the DLTA award thing last week?
Yes.
And we're like, oh, so we must have to follow up on them? All of us, all four of us, missed the very important sentence that said, we will follow up with you. So... the traffic counting program email was them following up with us on that one.
Okay, that's what I asked. Are the two connected?
So they are connected.
Yes. Okay.
And we have to definitively decide what roads and places we want counted or speed testing. They'll do both, they said. So if I know what roads, I mean, I'm sure I can guesstimate your pricing, but I wanted to see if you guys have any input. I mean, if we're going to do Sumner Sheds and Number 9 and Chlorine State, those are just kind of the popular routes of travel, so I don't know if there's any other.
Avery Brook.
Oh, yes, we
Avery
talked
Brook,
about that.
Yeah.
Avery Brook.
8A.
Burlington, too.
I was going to say 8A and Avery Brook.
Where, though, on 8A, especially? Like, are there specific locations that are of concern?
By your house. I was going to say, between the transfer station and here.
Where they start picking up great speed after coming down.
How many places can we have?
Yeah, that's... I don't think they specify. I think it's kind of like a first come, first serve. So, they probably send that deal to a bunch of different towns. We can give them a bunch of roads, and they'll be like, we'll do this, this, and this.
What did we say? 80, Averbrook, Burlington. Where else?
Burlington was the other one. That was all we've mentioned, I think.
Well, they do speed testing. It must be just sort of a little radar gun hidden in the bushes or something, because you don't want something to...
Those things, those can do speed, too.
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Little strips in the road.
Little strips. Cables.
And I'll tell you where on Burlington is when you're coming down the hill and you're about to intersect with Avery. Flying down that hill, so that's
okay.
A good spot, I think. Do you go down Burlington or Avery when you go that way?
Burlington, usually. Well, depends. There's in the dark walkers on that road, so sometimes I don't go that way because I don't want to just scare them.
Right.
I don't travel like a flash of light, though. I'm afraid of hitting animals. I'm one of those people, so.
I know.
I know.
Every half mile,
you're
scared of the river.
I do. I'm always looking at them. I'm one of those scared cats, afraid of hitting animals.
They're out and about.
And that would just crush me if I did that. Oh, God.
Not that something would. Not that
she's in here.
Bye, Bob.
Well, I'd give the roads and then see what they say.
Okay. If they want more. I'm assuming Brian will have to follow up with specifically where.
Yeah. Maybe Tyson or John got a little feedback on that. We had a question on the Senior Center Patio Grant Application Award that we said, congratulations on getting. But you weren't in the room. I picked up my head to say something. You were gone.
You were gone.
Yeah. But at least I had a question.
Who's taking the lead on that to make sure that documents are being
handled in a timely fashion?
I believe Margaret is. She's already signed the grant.
Yeah.
Which she's supposed to do. Yeah.
And in the acceptance letter, they were saying, oh, you will receive an email from us with all the hoopla. Do you know if that's been received?
I believe I saw that in my mail. I can forward that to you if you like.
I want to take a peek. I appreciate it.
Now the Mohawk Trail Regional School District. So this is from... About the enrollment calculation error follow-up.
Yep.
It was an FYI from years back. Enrollment.
It says
Charlemont and Holly?
I think so.
5 years ago? No, 3 years ago? I don't remember how many years ago now, but some number of years ago there was a calculation error. And that's the letter of notification from Mohawk Trail that yes, it did happen, and it was just notifying us.
But it's also showing the towns, right? And underpayments and so forth?
It's showing the towns how much Charlemont and Holly overpaid and how much the rest of the towns underpaid.
So don't we need
because
to
because of that calculation error. There's nothing that the Mohawk, from that letter, if I understand it correctly, there's nothing that the Mohawk Trail can do, or the only recourse, course of action, is if the towns get together and create some type of an agreement.
Right, on our own, that we're going to pay them back.
So I don't know if there's any steps forward being taken by any towns on that. I'm not sure.
May I ask another question?
Sure.
I don't think you've asked any.
Didn't we already get hit with something like a $40,000 underpayment increase within the last 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was another issue.
That was a different one?
That was a different one, and that's one that we did pay or didn't. Oh,
we
paid.
Paid.
No, but we voted and we paid, I think, half of it.
We paid.
But we spread it over 2 years. That's
there.
Why it was half.
That. That's different. So
this is
actually one that Ken Rock was asking about.
He had found it, I believe.
Ken's the one that found it?
Yeah. Found it, did all the research, found out which towns were affected. No, but we've been included on this extremely extensive email chain trying to figure it out.
So this is the public notification. I guess we can see what we hear from other towns.
Yeah, because Charlemont's a lot.
So Heath underpaid, is that correct?
$13,000 something.
Here's the thing.
Charlemont overpaid by $109,000.
If this had happened to us, we would probably appreciate the neighboring towns stepping up.
I'm sure we would.
Well, I guess what can we do?
Some town could be the lead on it and reach out to all the other towns and ask if they're interested in doing coming together to have a discussion. That's about what one town could do.
But even if all the towns don't agree, that doesn't exclude one town from saying, you know what, we see that this is our part and we're going to pay it.
No, but I would have the conversation, and it's not a decision we make. Going to have to go to the town to vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know, and I understand that.
Yep. Barbara?
I guess I'm wondering, can we trust this? Because when
yeah,
we went through
the,
this before,
the
numbers kept changing and changing and changing. And so if we were to consider paying what we felt
it's
was due, right, how could we feel confident that that is correct? I would think we would need someone to advocate for us and look things over and agree.
Oh, yes,
we'd
have to go to 100% agree.
We'd have to go to our
attorneys. Basically, you need a forensic accountant, whatever,
right.
to go into it. Well, you would need an independent party to verify
sure.
it,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And there's costs with that.
Well, so if you want to have a conversation, we need to put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it's just in our mail, so we should formally put it on the agenda for a real conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, do you want to handle that in the next couple of weeks, or do you want to like kick the can a little bit past some of the conversations we have to do to get ready for ATM?
I think this has been going on for 5 years, or whatever that is, so I'm not feeling urgency, but I am feeling that this is worth a conversation and understanding our role in it. I absolutely agree that it needs to be further investigated, but I feel for the situation, you know? It's very challenging. I mean, we're all struggling with our educational costs. I think it's worth further conversation and awareness.
So I think we schedule a conversation about it and then take steps afterwards depending on where we get in that conversation, but
mm-hmm.
we maybe schedule it for right after ATM.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a very full plate. I just don't want this to just get glanced over and go, okay, we've been notified. It's like, I'm feeling it's more than that. So after ATM is a good time when we've taken care of more pressing needs.
So the next one is from the Franklin Land Trust. This is about their bicycle ride coming up. That's an FYI. Colonial Power Group has a report. That's our
quarterly
electrical.
That was
report.
Interesting to see.
Yeah.
That we were doing better than. Did I read those charts right? That we're in better shape this year than we were last year.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
How did that happen?
Well,
are we doing better?
Probably something to do with those crazy DPU documents we keep getting.
And then the recycling costs for February.
Yep.
FYIs. And so anything else? Yeah?
I don't think so.
Next week's agenda.
We have FinCom, right?
And we have Rick Martin at 5. It's going to be a really long meeting.
Oh. Did everybody see the news?
He's retiring.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that? You knew that. Why I even ask? Of course you knew. Why didn't you tell me, Robin? That's really interesting timing. It's going to be tough. Yeah, he has so much passion and so much drive. It's like, really? Why would you?
So do you want to try to meet at 4:30 again?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean,
and knock out some of our little individual things before he shows up?
Yeah,
I think that's
and because FinCom doesn't show up until 5:30.
Right. FinCom doesn't.
Well, they don't have a quorum until 5:30. So they're going to miss most of the budget presentation. But.
And Rick's coming when?
5.
Okay.
That was the latest he could be here.
Okay. So they're going to miss that. Well, I mean, some of them can show up.
I bet Ned and Bob will be here.
Yeah, of course they will. Yeah, if 4:30 works for your work schedule, Robin?
Well, it doesn't always, but I can make it work so that we're, because we just have so much on there.
Yeah, it's nice not to be here till 9.
Well, and if we do that, we can, if we have those leases, knock those out.
Okay.
At 4:30.
And I'll try to tomorrow. I'm probably just gonna shut my door, not that it does much most of the day, and just it doesn't do anything. Actually, it's a glass door. But
a little sign up. Just
they don't listen. But I'll shut my door and I'll try to bang out a new version of the budget. and the warrant and get it out tomorrow so they have it for their meeting on Thursday to hopefully remove some time we spend the next week's meeting, although I don't think that it'll actually help anything. But
well, I don't think we're that bad for the next week. I really don't.
No, but
I think we're very close.
The length of the meeting, though, relies solely on the additional conversations that happen.
But I think most of the things we've discussed.
We have.
So I'm hoping that it's really... Well, yeah, but I think we're on the same page with quite a few things. There may be a couple things that we have to just talk through. That's why I'm saying is if you send me, when you have that done,
mm-hmm.
the warrant and your the budget,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and just send it to them. Don't wait for me. But I will try to carve some time out to send an email to everyone to bring everybody like on the same page as to the decisions we've made and why.
Okay.
So that they can read that in advance. They might not have it for Thursday to be able to do it, but they can still ponder it over.
Okay.
And the other thing is very soon that needs to go to Mark.
Needs
to go to council. Like, even if we're going to make some changes.
Really next meeting needs to go to council.
Correct.
So that's my own bad for...
Right. We had set a bunch of dates and I didn't write them down and I've never seen them again after we spoke with them. So I don't know where we are.
I don't think we set a date past the date that the warrant articles were due.
No, I thought we had talked about wanting it to be posted and like available to the public.
Well, we did.
2 weeks prior to, right?
ATM and ATE.
There's still a chance.
We can still do it. If we finalize it.
Right.
Next meeting or the latest the meeting after, we can just make it if Mark is very quick in his review.
Well,
right, so what do you want it to Mark?
But you can send it to him when you get it somewhat and just tell
right.
him what we're still working on.
Right.
So that they can start reviewing the long wordage.
Right.
I have articles. Like if we need to change the amount or pull one or renumber them, that's fine. We can at least give them a note. Like we could, once you have it done tomorrow when I see how close it is, the very email that we're going to send to the Finance Committee could go to council and just let them know where we're at.
Right.
And say that, you know, next week we're meeting and this is where we are today. And then they decide whether they want to look at it or not.
Right.
Just to get them up to speed.
Okay.
I mean, we already talked about, that's why I reached out to him about the revolving funds. So he's already on about that. And some of the other things they already know about somewhat. No planning board articles, so a lot of them are pretty cut and dry. It's really about the number that goes in. What's the dollar amount?
Right.
They're pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So then I'll get to, does he review the budget handout or just the total number?
Just
the total number. So I need to have the budget handout
tomorrow? You don't
even
have?
Okay.
Just reviewing the warrant articles, the writing of the warrant to make sure that it's...
Yeah, and is there a copy? I know the warrants usually have a little two-thirds majority required or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When does that get put in there?
That's usually part of the whole...
Yeah.
That's a part of the explanation handout rather than the actual
warrant. No, it's
warrant
on
itself.
The warrant.
Okay. I'll figure it out. I didn't know
was
that
last year's warrant.
I couldn't find any, all of the ones in the computer don't have that in there. So I don't know when that's gotten added historically. Like, when
weird.
I copied this from last year's warrant, the final warrant version, there's no.
I think it's in the ones.
It absolutely should be in there.
That's what I mean. I'm like, I don't know what I'm missing. I mean, I didn't look at too closely at all the ones I sent you the last 5 years today, but.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be on there.
It's got to be.
I mean,
because that's
pull
part of what he's
reviewing,
is making sure that we have the right vote types down.
Right, because, well, oh, the other thing is, I know what the other is, we can't forget, we've got to have Mary and...
Oh, they have to come in.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
Eric, come in.
Moderator and town clerk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you should reach out to, or just talk to Mary when you see her and find out what... Which April date you want to have them come in.
Just had a moment of remembering.
I'm not going to be around. That was some of the pressure.
Sorry, we can Zoom.
That was some of the pressure of getting this done.
Yeah, from a cruise ship back.
Yeah.
From four.
Hey, I went to extraordinary.
I'll never live that down.
What?
And when I was in Key West, I'm like, trying, give me the key to the room. Yeah, we were like just checking in, like, give me the key to the room. Give me the key. I gotta go.
So it'd be nice if they came in the 7th or the 14th.
Okay. I'm sure that they'll be able to.
Gosh, maybe you're away. Ronald, we won't even have to meet at all.
You may not, one of those. I'm jokingly, I mean, if it gets done and you actually get it out, how much are you going
to
have pretty soon? We just keep nailing all these things down.
We're not starting
anything new.
I feel like we have a ton of stuff still up in the air. I don't know. It feels a little bit
It's really just
do?
Budget.
Yeah,
but I know.
Just
I think a lot of it feels pretty good.
Budget,
right now.
More.
It's just
budget.
What else? If that's it, before 8 o'clock. Holy moly.
Yeah. I'm going to make a motion before it's 8.
I'll make a motion. If you stop talking, I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 7:50 p.m.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor.
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
I'm starting to say.